is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Standing at the Windaban isn't going to bring Kate here any sooner.
When are they leaving?
Well, Trudy's upstairs packing, and Kate's things are there in the hall, ready to go.
Well, I'll wait.
Should think you would, after what you told me.
No, Ruth.
Now, I don't know why you didn't come right out with it in the beginning.
I told you why. Reckon I'll never hear the end of it now.
You'll hear the end when I hear the end of it.
What's keeping her anyway?
Ben Wheeler, you know what's keeping her. That man who came all the way from the city to see her sounded real nice on the phone. Oh, nothing would be better for Kate than to settle down with a good man and forget all about Gull Island and Tom and all the rest of that.
Well, guess so.
Ben Wheeler, if you ever put more than two sentences together, I wouldn't know you.
I will when I have something to say.
Well, guess you've said everything you're going to. For some time.
Give up on it, Ruth, will you?
Oh, Ben, what you did wasn't bad, letting that young fella stay in Kate's cottage all this time, and maybe I'd have done the same thing if you needed it, but lying about it was wrong.
I never lied to anybody.
But you never told anybody, and that's the same thing.
No, it isn't. He made me swear I wouldn't.
And you took his money.
The money came in right handy when you needed that stove of yours repaired and you wanted to give Hannah a birthday present. You didn't ask about it then.
Oh, I know. I know. It's Kate I'm thinking of. She could have let him stay long as he wanted, and then, well, he would have scared her to death.
He didn't want her to know, or anybody. It was a hole he'd found to crawl into, like a sick animal.
Oh, I wish I'd have known.
Well, he's gone now.
Oh, but so many things go wrong today. I loved Kate, and I loved Tom.
Sure. I know. So you won't hear anything bad about them. How could I tell you that young fella staying on Gull Island was like Tom, with the devil on his back?
You mean drugs?
I knew it about Tom. A lot of people knew it, but not you.
Well, I didn't want to.
Of course you didn't. You always had a way of keeping what's bad outside that door.
Oh, dear.
Well, maybe that's why I married you.
Oh, Ben.
Kate ought to be here soon.
Well, now, you just read your paper and I'll make up some hot biscuits. The coffee tasted good, Tony. Well, I'd better get back to the Wheelers.
I'm afraid to let you go, Kate.
Oh, Trudy and I have a long drive ahead.
Well, I don't know why you don't just
We agreed. Now you get your plane and Trudy and I will drive back together.
You'll go right on to the city?
No, I'm going to Belhaven. I miss Thanksgiving. I haven't even seen Isabel since she got back from London.
When will I see you?
I'll be back in the city in a day or two.
Darling, that sounds like forever.
I know, it does to me too.
But I will see you. No more running away.
No.
It's us, darling. We both know that now.
Oh, yes, but there's so much to do first.
If you mean my divorce, I'm going to see Claire tomorrow.
No, I meant what I have to do.
What you have to do?
About Tom.
Forget Tom. Forget Gull Island. Forget all those years of the wrong marriage. I came up here because I was worried sick about you. I found you. And all of a sudden, we both knew we were in love. It's a new beginning. Tom and everything about him is over.
Tony, it can't be like that.
Why not?
I told you, Tom was involved in a drug ring.
5 years ago. What's that got to do with us?
It could involve me. Now, I told you that out on the island.
And for a minute, you had me believing it. Darling, if you had been involved, it would have come out long before this.
But suppose it hadn't. Suppose someone thought he had evidence against me. What would that mean to you?
Don't talk nonsense, Kate. I don't want to live with all this about Tom. It's our life now.
It can't be. Not yet.
Is this coffee shop one of the places you came with Tom?
No. No, it's new.
Good. That's what it's all going to be for both of us. New. What are you looking at?
I'll tell you in a minute.
That man out there?
Yes, he's gone into the supply shop.
Who is he?
I've got to talk to him.
To him? Oh, no. Not without me.
Tony, I've got to.
Who is he?
He was staying on the island. He's a friend of Tom's. Just wait, will you, Tony? I can't let him get away now.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, well, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Oh, this is the Wheeler's house, Tony.
Right.
I'm sorry we quarreled.
Yeah, so am I.
There just wasn't time to explain when I ran out of the coffee shop.
There never seems to be time.
Oh, of course there is. But I had to see that man that was going into the supply store, and then I missed him. He got away from me somehow.
And I'm not sorry about that.
I know. He looked pretty dreadful.
Do you want to tell me about him now?
I've told you. I found him living out on Gull Island. He was a friend of Tom's. He was with Tom in that drug ring.
Well, that should be reason enough to avoid him.
Tony, now you've asked me to trust you. You must trust me.
I can't just sit by when you run out to talk to a guy like that.
You know, that sounds just plain jealous.
Well, all right, I am jealous, Kate. Any man who isn't in love.
Now, that's old-fashioned.
Maybe so, but it's also masculine.
And here we are quarreling.
They say that's one way to make love.
Oh, Tony, that young man I wanted to see is... he's a human tragedy. He can't face people. He wants to hide from them. He came to Gull Island because he has no place else to go.
All right. But you don't have to see him.
He left me some very valuable papers.
Of Tom's?
Yes.
You can't forget any of it, can you? Well, I'm going to change that. I love you. I'm going to make it all right for us. It's what we want, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Tony. Oh, Tony.
See you in the city, darling.
Yes. Hi.
Here she is, Ruth.
Oh, Kate. You know, Ben's been sitting here afraid he wouldn't get goodbye from you.
Not a chance. You've both been so wonderful to
me. Oh, no, we haven't, Kate.
Now, Ruth.
No. Ben's told me about that fella he let stay over in your cottage
on
Gull.
All right, really.
Well, not the way I look at it.
I've got to know him. He was a friend of Tom's.
Well, it didn't save him from scaring the wits out of you.
Well, that's all over. You don't have to worry about it.
Now, I told Ben that fella just better not show up around here.
I want to say something about that, Ben.
Yeah?
I saw him.
Today?
Just a little while ago, going into that new supply store. I tried to catch up to him, but it'd gone.
Oh, and a good thing, too.
No, Ruth, it isn't. Ben, if you see him, if you can find him, I want you to do something for me.
Sure. Anything.
Ask him to come back and live on Gull. As a favor to me.
A favor?
Well, tell him I need him there. The house will do better with somebody living in it.
I'm looking out for it, Kate.
Ben, tell him, please. Tell him Tom and I would appreciate it.
Well, I think that's foolish. Being what he is.
Now, Ruth.
Now, Kate knows what I mean.
Ruth, Tom might have been like that if he had lived. It's the least I can do for Michael. Ben, find him. Bring him back. Oh, there's Trudy out there.
Oh, Kate, honey, it's been like old times having you here.
Oh, it's been like old times being here.
And you'll come back to us right soon, you promise?
No, she won't. She's going to get herself married first. I saw that fella in the car with you, Kate. He looked just about right.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who's ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day Magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333 PA, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Ladies, gentlemen, once more, good day to you. I am, of course, the author of Vanity Fair, William Makepeace Thackeray. And my heroine, if still she deserves that distinction, as I remarked yesterday, has made a very ill-considered move. Becky Sharp pretends to be departing Miss Crawley's service, returning to Queen's Crawley. Hark again, her explanation to Giles.
Miss Crawley must be made to discover how much she needs me, wants me, and yes, loves me. When she thinks I'm lost to her, she'll realize all that and implore me to stay.
Now, dear listeners, recall that Giles was dispatched to fetch Becky's music box from Missy's room. Becky is certain the old lady will insist she fetch the beloved box herself, and the great reconciliation will occur. Not at all.
Take the foolish music box and go. And you may say to Miss Sharp she is good riddance to bad rubbish.
Ah, poor Miss Giles. Caught between the devil and the deep. She walks across the room, her mind a whirligig. How avert this calamity? Ah, Miss C is a very sentimental lady, but not a very angry one. The music box has warmed her heart before. Will it now? Giles opens the box.
Oh, why did you play it?
Oh, the lid. It just jumped open, Miss Crawley. Will I close it, or would you hear the pretty tune one last time?
One last time. Oh, why does Rebecca want to leave me?
Oh, she don't. She don't. It's she thinks you don't want her no more.
Well, how could she think such a thing?
Well, on account of you said she ain't a proper nurse.
I said nothing of the kind.
Oh, beg pardon, ma'am. You said she didn't want you to be well.
Oh, for shame. I did say that. What can have got into me?
Then you didn't mean it?
Of course not. Certainly not. She is the best of nurses. Didn't I bring her from Queen's Crawley for that reason?
Oh, if you please would tell her that. She'd not leave. I know she'd not.
Well, then go and tell her at once. I didn't mean what I said.
I'm afeard you'll to tell her yourself. Her feelings is terrible hurt, Miss Crawley.
Apologize to my nurse? Oh, certainly not.
Well, it ain't exactly apologize. It's just put things straight.
I'll do no such thing. It's quite beneath my dignity and station.
Oh, well, then I'm bound to bid you goodbye, ma'am, and give you thanks for how kind you've been to the both of us till now. We go on the 4 o'clock coach to Queen's Crawley.
Giles, come back here and hand me that music box.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Go and tell your mistress. She must come for it herself, unless she wants to leave it behind.
Oh, she'd not leave it. She couldn't do without it.
And bless my soul, I know it now. I can't do without her.
Can't do without me? She said it. She knows it exactly what I wanted her to find out. I told you it would work, Giles. I told you.
Oh, well, it couldn't have done, but for me.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Who thought of this whole plan? I did. And who tried to stop me? You did. Who sent for the music box so she sent for me?
Oh, Miss Becky, she ordered me to take that box and go. Good riddance to us both. Now, if I'd not opened it and played the pretty tune, we'd be bound for the Queen's Crawley coach.
She didn't ask for me?
Not then, she didn't. 'Twas the music softened her a bit. Then 'twas me softened her more. Now, don't you, for goodness sake, go in there and be Miss High and Mighty again. Almost already you pushed her too far. Please, will you go in and be sorry?
Well, that's what I planned all along. I'll say, no, I didn't plan to be sorry. I wanted her to beg. This time, but for you, I truly would have pushed her too far. Oh, I think I have a guardian angel, and that angel's name is Giles.
Ah, oh, Miss Becky.
Miss C knows she can't do without me. I know I can't do without you. So your advice, please, dear angel. Do I wear my going away bonnet or not wear my bonnet?
You'll do what I say?
I will. Bonnet or no bonnet?
Bonnet. Yes, it will make her sad to think you might have left her.
Yes, ma'am. Bonnet remains on head.
And the very first thing you say is, Miss Crawley, I'd not have gone. I couldn't have done.
Oh, no, Giles. No, not that. No.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I can say it.
Well, 'tis the truth, Miss Becky. And for once, you'll tell it.
He and Giles have entered Miss Crawley's bedchamber. There is a silence. Apologies do not come trippingly off the tongue of either protagonist. A slip of the tongue by one or the other could be ruinous. But there stands the watchful guardian angel, and as the silence stretches thin, she treads gently upon the foot of Miss Sharp.
Miss Crawley, I'd not have gone. I couldn't have done.
In that case, why did you begin this nonsense?
Well, considering that you started...
exactly what Miss Becky said before we come in. Ain't it, Miss Becky?
Yes.
The very idea. You might have made me more ill. Did you give that any thought?
Oh, it made Miss Becky ill. Didn't it, Miss Becky?
Yes.
Did it now? Not feeling well, dear?
I feel dreadful.
There, now, come and sit down. Quarrels do make one feel horrid, though I confess I rather enjoy them sometimes. But not this one. No, not this one. And do take off your bonnet. It makes me fear you may go yet.
You truly don't want me to go?
Child, how could you think that?
How could you think I wanted to keep you ill so I'd not be sent back to the country?
I didn't really think it, Rebecca.
You said it, and that's why I was going.
Oh, but Miss Becky said she was addled to think you meant it. She disremembered that when sick folk get cross and cranky, it means they're getting better.
Oh, yeah, I did forget that. Yes.
No. Sick or well, I'm a bad-tempered old woman. I'd not blame you in the least for leaving me.
I'll never leave unless you send me.
Then you will never leave. There now. Friends again now, eh?
Of course.
No. We are not friends.
What?
Miss Becky?
You're more a daughter to me than friend.
Why, Miss Crawley?
I realized that whilst I waited for you to come. Giles, go and fetch tea. Unless my nurse will let me have a little, ever so little sherry.
I fear that dreadful strict nurse would not allow it, but... Your daughter will. Go along, Giles.
Me?
It's quite safe to leave us alone.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I surely hope so.
Safe?
Well, did you not notice how Giles stood guard? She feared I'd say something wrong and all would be shambles again.
Oh, Becky. I'm very glad all this happened. It taught me how much I need you.
And I you. Ah, so it was a happy misunderstanding, and I'm sure both of us need something special to recover.
Sherry!
More. Dear Miss Crawley, how would you like to go for your first outing?
You'll allow it?
If you're bundled warm, hot bricks beneath your feet, fur rug over your lap, and if you do not leave the carriage, yes.
Oh, what a relief to be out of this house.
And if it pleases you, we shall drive to Amelia Sedley's. You shall meet my dearest friend. Oh, that is, my dearest friend, say for you.
Well done. Well done, Miss Becky. You gambled and won. But take care you do not put too much store by it. There are vicissitudes lurking ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other rooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Like the eggplant parmigiana.
I'm sorry. It's great, honey. It's as always.
It's wonderful, Mom. You know it's my favorite.
Yes, it's just delicious. It's very good.
Well, thank you. After I've slaved in the kitchen, it's nice to hear three cheers for the cook.
Well, by golly, madame, you shall have them. Three cheers for the cook, everybody.
Hooray!
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 All right.
You're absolutely right, and I've thought many times how often I just take dinner for granted, get up from the table, go in and start reading the paper, and never say one word about how good the dinner was, and I apologize.
Oh, well,
I do too, Mom. I just think everything you fix is really wonderful.
Oh, yes, dear, so do I. Well, I just feel terrible to think I didn't say something. I was just sitting here enjoying every bite with this marvelous crisp garlic bread and the salad.
Oh, yes, the salad's great too, honey.
It is, Mom. I mean,
All right. I didn't mean to start all this. I'm sorry I said anything. Let's change the subject, please. When are we going to buy our Christmas tree?
Well, I thought we'd get it this weekend.
Well, we have to have it up for the party, dear.
What party?
Party.
Oh, yes, the party, our Christmas party, yeah. Sure.
I thought the party was for me.
Oh, it is. It is, Aunt Mag. It's the party we're giving for Aunt Maggie.
All right. I know that. I just meant it's the party for Aunt Maggie that we're having at Christmas time. How's that?
That's better. When I'm guest of honor, I like to have it remembered. Will the party get mentioned in the social column so I'll get my name in the newspaper?
Oh, I don't know, Aunt Maggie. I mean, not likely. After all, everyone has Christmas parties, you know.
Oh.
Well, there's a friend of mine at school, Aunt Maggie, and her mother works at the newspaper. Maybe I can get the item in through her.
Oh, that would be lovely. Then I'll get copies made and send them back home to my friends and to our local paper. It always looks better if you've been entertained at parties when you're off visiting.
Okay, maybe Deb can get it in the paper. Deb, if you can't, I know several fellas at the newspaper office, too.
Coming back to my original question, when are we going out to buy the Christmas tree?
Well, when's the party?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had something new to wear, something that looks really Christmassy.
I think we should go out and buy the tree as soon as possible.
Hey, let's go tonight. I don't have any studying to do.
Tonight? What's open tonight?
Everything from now until Christmas.
Well, there's nothing around here. We'd have to drive all the way back into town.
Oh, it's a nice, crisp night out. It's really a lovely night.
Oh, no. I can pick up the tree on my way home tomorrow.
Oh, no, please. Daddy. I like to go with you when you pick out the tree. I always have.
So have I, and I like to see all the trees they have at the nursery.
What's the matter? You don't trust my judgment?
Honey, we just like to go along,
that's all.
My
goodness, so do I. We always went downtown with Father when we were little. Why, that was half the fun of Christmas, picking up the tree, carrying it home.
But that nursery is 12 miles from here. Why don't we just drive to Marrow Farm and see if Mr. Marrow
might have... No. He has nothing but balsam trees anyway. And usually they're small and they're thin and they're spindly. I mean,
I like thick, fat, bushy trees.
Well, what's wrong with having a balsam? We always had balsam trees when I was little.
Well, the Scotch pines are really much prettier, Aunt Maggie.
And much more expensive.
What kind of tree did we have last year?
It was a Douglas fir. Very nice. Remember that?
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, I don't know what a Douglas fir looks like.
Well, you'll see when we get over to the nursery, Aunt Maggie.
When who gets over to the nursery?
Now, look, if you don't feel like going, Aunt Maggie and Deb and I will drive over.
No.
You don't trust our judgment.
Well, no, that has nothing to do with it. I'm the one who has to fit the trunk into the tree stand, and I want to make sure the trunk of the tree is straight.
Well, I can ask the man to look at it.
Ask the man. What does he care? He isn't the one who has to set up the tree. He'll say it's fine.
Well, the fellas there are very nice at the outdoor Christmas tree.
Honey,
they really are.
The one year you picked out the tree yourself, you got a Scotch pine with the bottom of the trunk as crooked as a corkscrew. I remember spending one whole Sunday getting that tree to fit into the tree stand and then stay there without toppling over.
No, I remember. What year was that?
I don't remember what year it was. It doesn't matter.
I don't remember ever picking out a tree without you.
Well, you did. Anyhow.
No, I don't remember that. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I suppose I was out of town on business or something.
Instead of talking about getting the tree, why don't we get the dishes done and then go?
Right, Aunt Maggie. My sentiments exactly.
Mom, can I go up to the attic and bring down the decorations?
No, young lady. You can help with the dishes. We won't decorate until tomorrow, anyhow. We have to get the tree. We'll be lucky if Daddy even gets it set up tonight.
I'm not planning to set it up tonight, I can tell you that.
Well, let's get the dishes done, then we'll all pile in the car.
And put on plenty of warm clothes and boots and gloves.
Yeah,
it gets darn cold wandering around picking out a Christmas tree. And everybody be ready in 20 minutes.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like.
This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Over here.
What's the matter over here?
I'm coming. Oh, where's Aunt Maggie?
Over where? I wish they would put more outdoor lights on these Christmas tree lots. You know, you wander around lines of trees in the dark. I've taken two perfectly strange men by the hand and said, come look at this tree. Aunt Maggie got cold. She went back to the car.
Well, come over here. I found a nice tree.
Now where's Debbie? Debbie?
I'm here.
Both of you, come over here by the fence. I found a beauty.
I wish we could find somebody to wait on us. They're all tearing about.
Well, I got a fella. Come on.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Evening.
Would you stand it up so my wife can see, please?
Yeah, sure. This is a nice tree.
What is it?
It's Douglas fir.
Looks much too tall. How tall is it?
7. No, it's about 8 feet. Maybe a bit more.
Well, that's not too tall. Not after I get through cutting off some of the trunk and fitting it into the stand.
Oh, you always want to buy a tree that's too tall, and then by the time you hack off the bottom and it's still too tall, and you start cutting off the top. You remember what happened last year?
Yeah, all right.
Ruined that tree. Just ruined it. Oh, there she is. We're over here. Come and look at this tree.
I went to the Scotch pine. That was the prettiest one we ever had, a Scotch pine.
No, we didn't get any Scotch pine this year.
Oh?
A few, but not worth talking about.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty small, and the trunks are in bad shape. That's the trouble with Scotch pine.
Hey,
that's a beautiful tree. What is it?
A Douglas fir.
We always had a balsam tree, which I think is much more Christmassy.
Well, they're not as full, Aunt Maggie. No.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, let's take it. My feet are freezing and my
hands... How much
hands...
is this one?
Yeah.
8 feet? Yeah. Be $16.
$16?
$2 a foot.
Oh! $2? You can't mean that.
Yep, afraid so. Everything's gone up, including Christmas trees.
Yeah, but $2 a foot, that's crazy.
That you
crazy.
Know what my father paid for a Christmas tree when I was a girl, young man. 10 cents. 10 cents! One time he paid 25 cents for a bigger one, and my mother was so mad at him.
Well, times have changed, Aunt Maggie.
I know times have changed.
I know.
$16 for a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I think we'll do a little more looking.
That's up to you. The balsams are less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're over there.
Oh, all right. Fine, thank you.
Balsams are so small, and they're not full.
I know. I can remember we started paying $1 a foot. We thought that was terrible. Remember that, dear?
Oh, well, come on. Let's decide on something. I'm freezing.
Yeah,
let me know when you do decide. I'll be around.
All right.
Why don't we just sort of prowl around the woods and cut ourselves down a tree? Jack Holsom has 25 acres of woods, and he said...
No, we did that 1 year, and in 24 hours, all the needles dropped off, and it was an awful-looking tree anyhow. Branches a foot apart, and, you know...
No, look. Instead of spending all this money on a tree that we use, 2-3 weeks and then just throw away...
Oh, honey, I don't throw them away. I lean them up outside our kitchen window, and I have that little strand of outdoor lights that I put on in the snowstorms, and the birds just love it. They crawl in there and get warm.
We are not buying a tree just to keep the birds warm. Now, listen a minute. Why don't we buy an artificial tree?
Artificial tree.
I don't want artificial trees.
They look terrible, Dad.
Oh, look, some of them look very good. Well, you can hardly tell the difference until you get up close.
No,
and they don't lose their needles. Well, we can use it year after year.
Honey, they don't smell. I like the smell of a real tree.
Oh, my goodness. And they're even more expensive.
Yes, they certainly are. Anywhere from $20 to $100.
Yeah, but we'd have it year after year. It'd be saving money in the long run. Also, we wouldn't have to come out in the cold like this trying to find just the right tree.
Well, we found just the right tree, Daddy. Why don't we just buy it and let's get home before we freeze to death?
Well, we're having this nice party for Aunt Maggie. I want a real tree in the living room.
Don't buy this on my account. But if we take pictures so I can send some snapshots home to my friends, well, it ought to be a nice big tree, you know. Well, I've always told my friends how well you're doing, Bob.
The old snob appeal, huh?
gets us every time.
Oh, well, I'm dear. Freezing. I'm going back
to the car. Oh, I am too. Let's get home and have some hot chocolate.
You know, dear, we go through this every year.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that couple over there. They're pointing at this tree. Oh, honey, they're coming over this way. What if they buy it, dear?
Well, that does it, I guess. Mr. Blaney, we're taking this Douglas fir.
Oh, good.
As I guess I knew we would.
I'll back up the station wagon, dear.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who has ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement. Print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day Magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333A, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models.
How are your patients coming along, Helen?
Oh, better every day, Jason. Those burn cases have improved at a great rate.
Well, good, good. I'm glad we could take them after the explosion. Have you talked to Paul lately?
Yes. Day before yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still delighted at how we got together after all those years.
Yes, that was quite a coincidence, wasn't it? Paul finding my name in an old stack of medical journals.
Well, it wasn't quite that way.
Oh? Well, it's what Paul told me.
Well, Paul doesn't remember exactly how it happened, his thinking of calling you.
What did happen?
I saw your name and called his attention to it. After the explosion at Brixton, when everything was all confusion, I brought your name up again and, well, he took it from there.
Why were you so devious about it, Helen? That's not like you.
I wanted to see you again, and, well, I wasn't sure Paul would like the idea.
Well, I don't think he'd like the idea of being manipulated.
Oh, come on, Jason. We're old friends.
Yes. Yes, I am Paul's friend.
You've gotten stuffy, Jason. I remember in Korea...
Helen, that was a long time ago.
And a wonderful time, too.
You know, most of the children from Brixton will be going home for the holidays, won't they?
Yes, and then coming back for outpatient care.
Mm-hmm. How's the Cardoza boy doing?
Oh, fine. He's been walking. How's your Jennifer?
Oh, she's doing very well.
Is there anything I can do?
No, no, Helen, you have your hands full. Would you excuse me, please? I have to make some phone calls.
Oh, certainly. Jason,
mm-hmm.
I'm awfully glad we're working together again.
Yes. Yes, you know, Helen, something's been puzzling me.
What is it?
What would you have done if there hadn't been the explosion at Brixton and Paul hadn't needed me there?
I didn't think that far.
Yes, I can see that. Operator, would you please get me Dr. Paul Anthony at Brixton? Yes, that's right. Yes, I'll be here when you get it. I thought Angela was imagining things about Helen. Well, thank God Emily hasn't noticed anything. That's the last thing she needs now. Hello? Oh, Paul, how are you? Fine, fine. Listen, since things have let up a bit, why don't you come up here for a break? Yes, yeah, Helen's done quite a job. Maybe you can persuade her that it's time to go home now.
Janet has improved a lot in just the last few days.
Oh, she looks fine, Angela. Will she have a scar on her neck? Or...
Oh, very, very small. A tracheotomy scar almost disappears as the child grows up.
Well, why was it necessary?
Well, to pump out the water and to get air into her lungs as quickly as possible.
And to think we were having a peaceful Thanksgiving dinner at River Run and you all were going through that up at the cabin.
Mm-hmm. Thank God Joe Gonzalez was there.
Oh, yes. Caroline met him yesterday and was quite impressed.
Now, how's everything with you, Lynn? I haven't seen you since your wedding.
Oh, everything's fine. How is Emily?
Oh, very concerned about Jennifer now, of course.
She's not worried about Helen Anthony?
No. What did you think of her when she was out with you at Thanksgiving?
I can imagine why Jason found her attractive.
Well, then, that was 20 years ago, before he was married to Emily.
I know, but I'm not sure I'd want an old girlfriend hanging around Kurt.
Oh? You think Helen's hanging around?
Well, she came up for just a few days, and she's been here for weeks. You were able to run Jefferson Hospital before she came along. Jason, we still haven't settled on a title for it.
Well, believe it or not, that item has been at the bottom of my list, Lynn.
Well, it's a patient staff newsletter at Jefferson Hospital. We could call it Hospital Headlines.
Oh, Lynn, hospitals aren't very keen on being in the headlines.
All right. What about Jefferson Newsletter?
Fine. Fine. That's what it is.
Now, where would you like me to work?
Well, what would you like?
Oh, part at home and part-time here.
Great, great. I'll see if I can get you some office space.
Oh, and a telephone, please.
All right, all right. And now, one more project.
Oh, let me get my breath, Jason. I'm a little out of working trim.
Well, I think the medical story of Jennifer's rescue is very important news, Lynn. Important public information.
Oh, it's a dramatic story, but do you want to be interviewed on it? And Jennifer
will
be brought
in? Oh, no. Lynn, don't use any names. I think it could be done as a straight story on all the facts, you see? Particularly the measures the public can take if involved in a similar accident.
That would work out. I'm sure one of the Chicago papers could use it, and maybe even the wire services would pick it up.
Oh, here's a reprint of the Lancet article.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's the British medical journal that Joe Gonzalez had read?
Yes, and you can get all the other information on Jennifer's case from him.
Oh, it's a wonderful story for the Christmas season, too.
The saving of a child's life, any life, Lynn, is good news.
Yes, Bill. No, just tell Miss Tatum I'll be in tomorrow morning. It's only a little cold. Oh, well, please ask her to do her Christmas shopping some other day. Oh, yes, that's right. She's shopping for me. Well, all right, I'll make out. It's only cold. Goodbye. Yeah, they say keep warm and take lots of liquids.
Ah. Daddy, what are you doing home at this time of day?
I'm suffering from a cold.
You call that suffering?
Well, liquids are prescribed for colds.
Uh-huh. For medicinal purposes or for keeping your spirits up?
Yeah, take your pick. How's everything at Jefferson Hospital?
Fine. Jennifer looks very well. She'll be going home tomorrow.
Oh, I wanted to see her, but with this cold...
Have you seen Kurt?
No, I believe in one affliction at a time.
Oh, Daddy, you're so unfair to him.
I'm sorry, dear. I should start practicing up on my Christmas spirit.
You certainly should. And, brace yourself for some New Year's changes, too.
Oh, what do you mean?
After the holidays, we are going to start looking for an apartment.
Oh, do you think Kurt can afford it?
What did he say to you?
Well, he's having some trouble getting established, and his investments aren't paying off the way he thought they would.
He told you that?
Yes, when he asked if it was all right for the two of you to continue staying on at the guest cottage.
Oh, why did he do that?
Sheer necessity, Lynn.
He didn't have to tell you.
Well, what did you expect him to do, honey? If he's financially embarrassed, he has to do something about it.
We could have worked it out somehow.
I'm afraid you haven't had to face very many economic realities in your life, Lynn. Perhaps I'm at fault there.
I have worked, Daddy, even before I was first married to Bill.
Yes, but you've never really been on your own. Completely on your own.
And who has always talked me out of it when I've tried?
To Have and to Hold features Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason. Also appearing were Geraldine Hanning and Sherita Bauer. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Mary Dornheim. Associate producer Dale Stewart. And brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts.